Oil field work is dangerous, even under the best conditions. But when companies cut corners or ignore safety, it's the workers who pay the price. One accident can mean catastrophic injuries, lost income, and a long road to recovery. At Morris & DeWitt Injury Lawyers, we have the resources and experience to handle oil field injury cases and stand by workers and their families through the legal process. Real cases, real injuries. Morris & DeWitt Injury Lawyers.
Paid spokesperson Trey Morris, Shreveport, LA. 2519596.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
All right, the wait is over. Fiber-powered Wi-Fi from Xfinity is finally here. We're talking fast, reliable Wi-Fi that makes everything in your home work better together. From gaming to streaming to working from home, and enjoy low lag when you're gaming or video chatting. It's Wi-Fi so smart, it can heal itself if there's a problem. And with the Xfinity 5-year price guarantee, you can lock in your price with no contracts or commitments. So get on it. Visit Xfinity.com today. Xfinity. Imagine that. Restrictions apply. Select plans only. Fiber connected to premises by coax.
Well, history will be made in Detroit tomorrow as the first cars and trucks expected to cross over the Gordie Howe International Bridge. The bridge expected to open at noon. It's the culmination of years of planning and construction. Joining us live to talk about how the bridge will help Michigan business and the economy, Glenn Stevens, the executive director of Mich Auto and the Detroit Regional Chamber's chief automotive and innovation officer. Good morning, Glenn. Thanks so much for being with us today. This has been a long time in the making. I know the Chamber's been advocating for this bridge for 20 years or so. What are your thoughts on this bridge finally opening?
Good morning. And it's a big day that's upon us here. Certainly has been a long time. Multiple presidents, governors, prime ministers. And here we are finally, knock on wood, with traffic about to open up another commerce pathway for our countries.
We know millions of dollars in goods and products and services cross between Michigan and Ontario every day, chiefly on the Ambassador Bridge now. What will this mean specifically for the auto industry, do you think?
Well, it does open things up. Having the redundancy of another crossing is really important. This also has the most high-tech security of just about any border crossing in the world because of how new it is and how high tech it is. But for the auto industry, it's about efficiency. It's about just-in-time delivery of parts to the assembly plants. And because this is a six-lane bridge that enters and exits onto both freeway systems, it is really going to open things up.
We know there were some delays, Glenn, not to get political here, but of course everything is political nowadays. Apparently there were some last-minute disagreements between the U.S. and Canada on trade and revenues. Do you believe this has been worked out? Were you nervous this might have kept the bridge closed?
Well, I think we've had some serious stops and starts just this year, in this calendar year. And, of course, this goes back a long time. I do believe everybody's crossing some fingers and holding some breath here, but I think that we're ready to go, and I think our countries have resolved things, and hopefully this is symbolic of not just our partnership, but also the fact that we need strengthened trade between our two countries, and we're stronger together. So we're optimistic.
For the Ambassador Bridge, of course, is still open, a competition, I guess. Any idea what happens to that bridge if it were to close, or if there's enough traffic going back and forth, do you think, now to support the bridges and the tunnel? Because there have been numbers out that there's not as many people going back and forth as there used to be.
Well, the Ambassador Bridge for nearly 100 years has played a key role, and it will continue to. We need these crossings for a redundancy and for safety and security. So having another one, and having one that enables more commerce, I hope that it's not just symbolic, but we hope that it's going to open things up more. And we do have not just truck and commerce going back and forth, but we also have travel and tourism. And as you know, we have thousands of people who cross that bridge each day and those tunnels each day to work in our two communities.
Because of the age of the Ambassador Bridge, and, you know, I guess, I don't know if there's any concerns about its age or infrastructure, will the new bridge accommodate more? Can it handle more or bigger loads or bigger trucks?
Well, it can from a throughput standpoint. Again, the Ambassador Bridge, again, will continue to be an important part. But on the Windsor side, it does exit and enter through downtown Windsor. I mean, there are 9 stoplights between the exit of that bridge and before you get to the 401. With the new bridge, it enters and exits on the freeways. But again, it's a 6-lane, not a 4-lane, the new one. And really a nice benefit and for our citizens is that you will be able to walk and bike on the new bridge. And I know a lot of people are looking forward to doing that.
Yeah, that was something that I think is interesting because I believe that used to be allowed in the Ambassador Bridge, and I think that stopped actually after 9/11. So this will certainly help bring people back and forth and maybe new connections or new relationships.
Absolutely. I think that's the way we need to look at it. It's another opening, very high tech, very secure, that again enables trade and commerce in a variety of sectors, but really builds the bond of our people moving back and forth. And again, we're stronger together with a trade partner and an ally and literally a friend across the river from us.
And I know your interest is primarily innovation, technology, automotive, but we know that every day there are thousands of workers, healthcare workers, IT people. This is going to benefit a lot of industries, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, our interest at the chamber is really multifold. Obviously, trade and commerce and manufacturing and innovation are important, but it's all about the people. And so people being able to move efficiently back and forth is extremely important. But I think it's also important for us to underscore how important travel and tourism is to Michigan, pure Michigan, and obviously Ontario and Canada, and this is very enabling from that perspective too. So now we'll have 5 crossings between the UP, Sarnia, and the Blue Water at Port Huron, and now the 3 in Detroit.
All right, Glenn, good to talk to you, and it'll be exciting to see that bridge finally open. We've been talking about it a long time, so it'll be kind of cool to see some real traffic moving across there.
Every wreck can disrupt lives, but some cause catastrophic injuries. When your life has been traumatically changed, count on a firm that has experience handling catastrophic injury cases. Real cases. Real injuries. Morris & DeWitt Injury Lawyers. Paid spokesperson Trey Morris. Lake Charles, LA 251-9593.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep. It's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
All right, the wait is over. Fiber-powered Wi-Fi from Xfinity is finally here. We're talking fast, reliable Wi-Fi that makes everything in your home work better together. From gaming to streaming to working from home, and enjoy low lag when you're gaming or video chatting. It's Wi-Fi so smart, it can heal itself if there's a problem. And with the Xfinity 5-year price guarantee, you can lock in your price with no contracts or commitments. So get on it. Visit Xfinity.com today. Xfinity. Imagine that. Restrictions apply. Select plans only. Fiber connected to premises by coax.